you know what time it is? Do you know what time it is? Of course you do. It's New York Giants Straight Talk. I'm Tim. Got a lot of fun stuff that we're going to talk about in today's show. The draft. I want to talk about that a little bit. We're gonna touch on the free agency. We've done free agency videos before, but I want to talk about how the Giants' direction in free agency is kind of building a roadmap to what they're potentially going to be doing in the 2023 draft. It's interesting because Shane, at times, he has different statements that are kind of conflicting. He'll say, at one point in time, we're not bargain basement shoppers anymore, but we can afford to people that are $2.5 million, which is only about $1 million over the veteran league minimum. He talks about how we are, you know, we're building in the future, but he gives Daniel Jones the big contract. He tags Saquon Barkley and he goes out and gets Waller for $11 million a year. Well, $11 million guaranteed this season. So it's kind of conflicted. Is he building for the future? Is he building for another playoff run in 2023? I think he's doing a little bit of both. But the question is going to be, he needs to augment everything he's doing through the draft. And what he's doing through free agency is going to lead that path to the draft. And that's kind of what we're going to talk about today. And that's kind of what we're going to address today. But there's something else I want to talk about. Something that's important. Something as we like to refer to on the show as a muy importante. That's your mobile service. I want to thank Mint Mobile for sponsoring today's video. I you know, like everyone else today, in this economy, you're paying more for eggs. You're paying more for milk. You're paying more for car insurance. You're paying more for everything. I went to the store the other day. I got two cartons of milk. Excuse me, I got two cartons of eggs. I put those cartons of eggs in my refrigerator. Had some friends over, opened up the refrigerator door. My friend looked at me and said, "You must be rich." I said, "Why?" He goes, "Because you got two cartons of eggs." Everything is just costing more. What if there was a way? What if there was an idea? What if there was a thought that you could get something for less that gives you more? And that's where Mint Mobile comes in. Like I said, I've never been a big person in reference to bringing sponsors to shows, but this is something I really believe in. This is wireless for as low as $15 a month. You don't sacrifice coverage. You don't sacrifice speed. They're built on one of the largest 5G networks that there are, that they have around. So why pay more for a network that you can get now for as low as $15 a month? $30 a month, as low as $30 a month for unlimited. And let me tell you something. It is simple and it is easy. Everyone knows that sometimes I'm technically challenged. You go on the website, mintmobile.com, or you go on the sponsored website, mintmobile/bigblue.com. And what you do is, it's great because you know what? You go to a cellular store. I'm going to tell you this. I'll tell the story real quick. You go to a cellular store, right? And the first thing they tell you is, well, you know, you stay there for an hour and a half. And you don't even know if you get great coverage. You go on mintmobile.com. What they do is they actually have you put in your zip code so you can see your coverage area. And then once you do that, you pick your plan, you pick your phone, and then they send you the SIM card. And it's great. I'm going to show you what I got. I love this. This was fantastic. I got this. Hold on, people. I got this in the mail. It's a SIM card. You pop out the SIM card. You put the SIM card in. You activate the service either online or via the app. And they give you the little pin thing. This is awesome because you ever try to take the SIM card out of your phone? You never have one of these. They give you one of these. You pop it in. You turn it on. You got cellular. You got cellular on one of the largest 5G networks. It's awesome. I've been using it now for a couple weeks. And I'm going to tell you this. I don't notice the difference between the other carrier that I use, which starts with a V. I'm not going to say who. But it's the same service. It's the same quality service. You've seen the commercial. You've seen Ryan Reynolds. Listen, guys. You know me. I don't give you any BS. That's why we call New York Giants Straight Talk. You want unlimited talk nationwide. You want lightning fast 5G. Free mobile hotspots. For 15 bucks, for as low as 15 bucks a month, Mint Mobile. Go on the link below, mintmobile.com/bigblue, and get your wireless service. And you know what the other thing is? You know, I was telling people, you know, even if you are even if you're just thinking to yourself, you know what, Tim, I like my wireless service, and you know that's possible. You know what you do? You go get a second line. That's what I'm. I mean, that's you go for 15 bucks a month. Go get another phone. You know me; I have multiple cell phones. Because of different projects I have working on. You go get a different cell phone for as low as 15 bucks a month, man. Again, that's mintmobile.com/bigblue. All right, guys. The draft itself. The Giants right now, they're building a roadmap. They're building a direction in the draft. You go out and get Bobby. You go give him $40 million. Good off the ball linebacker. We've talked about it before. Has the speed. Has the ability to go sideline to sideline. Has the ability to cover. 151 tackles. The only downside is his football acclimate maybe is not exactly where it needs to be yet, but it's getting there as he gets more time in the league. So a good pickup, because he can't be fooled a little bit. Good pickup. You also go, you pick up the kid from Tampa, the defensive tackle, depth guy, nice depth guy. And then you also, what do we get? Jeff Smith, the wide receiver of the Jets, another depth piece. You know, not something you look at. And you go out and get Michael Waller. Good piece as well. Good tight end. Wrong side of 30. Only $11 million. That's all it's going to cost you this year. That's the only guaranteed money. The rest is not guaranteed. So you filled in pieces, but you're still lacking two guards, probably another wide receiver. Julian Love is probably moving on, so you're lacking a safety. You need a CB2. You need an outside linebacker. You need at least two guards. You need more depth on that defensive end position, a true defensive end. So it's a mixture. And you're not going to get everything to free agency because, like I said before, we just didn't have the finances. And if you don't have the finances, go to mintmobile.com/bigblue and get that phone for as low as $15 a month. So we have to look at the draft. We have to look to build through the draft. And I think now with the Panthers trade with the Bears, I think now there's going to be some interesting players that are going to fall to the Giants. And one of them, I look, you know, and if you think about it, this is my thought process. I'm thinking Stroud goes one. I think Bryce Young goes to the Texans. I think Jalen Carter, even with all of his issues, will still go three. And I honestly think Will Levis and Anthony Richardson are going 4 and 5. So I have this suspicious feeling that you're going to take four. You're going to see a run of four quarterbacks potentially in the first five picks. What that is going to do is that is going to open up the market for different players that the Giants could potentially get in the draft. My thought process is this. You are sitting there with the 25th pick as the Giants. Trade out of the first round. I know a lot of people want to grab the guard from Florida. I think he's like 6'5", 347 pounds. You know, to help him in that guard position. And I think he would be there in the latter half, or I should say the early half of the second round. I do think he would still be there. But I think there's ways to get more talent on this team and build up some more draft capital by trading out of that 25th pick and moving lower, or I should say into the early half of the second round. No, I mean, I would probably want to get within the first 10 picks in the second round because I think there's talent the Giants can get and cultivate with those picks. And I think you can get them in the second round. And one of the best things about paying the second round pick is you're paying them second round money. You're paying that fourth-year contract. You put that four-year contract. You are now lowering that cap space that you have. You are now eliminating the 25th first-round pick, that salary slot, and you're picking up potentially two for second-rounders for the price of one first-rounder. And I think you can find projected talent on both sides of the ball with the early second-round picks. Or in the later second round picks. I mean, right now, everyone in my mind is looking at wide receiver. And I do think the Giants are going to go wide receiver. I like Hyatt out of the FOMO Tennessee Volunteer. I think he is a guy that I have, if the run of quarterbacks goes like I think it's going to go, I think he's going to fall out of the first round. I think he'll fall early into the second round. You know, he earned the Biletnikoff Award back in 2022. But we've said it before, you know what? What you did in college is over. But this is a kid that you got to work. I mean, you don't have, he's got the talent. He's very athletic. He can move. We got to move. He can move because that was the text message coming in as always. He's explosive. He's athletic. He's a vertical threat. He's elusive. He can break tackles. He's got great hands, or he's got good hands, I should say. He's a dynamic playmaker that the Giants, I think, can get later or earlier in the second round. He's college 6'1", 176. His hands are 9 inches, but he also runs a 4'4", 40. You always worry about players that have a little bit of a slender build, but you think about Donovan Smith, Devontae Smith. Yeah, he scares me to the pack a little bit that he's got only 1 year of top flight production in Tennessee. And you have to think about it, was a lot of his production because of Hendon Hooker. You would have to adjust his style of play a little bit because he played more in an up-tempo offense, basically more of a spread offense. And one of the other things you worry about him a little bit is his route running is not as bad as Kadarius Toney. It's not unique, but his route running needs to be a little bit more crisp. But he is a guy that if you get in the early half of the second round, even potentially if you want to trade it down the 32nd pick, he is a guy that is that dangerous deep ball threat. He is that guy that you are going to have to know where he is on the field at all times. He's got nice, soft, reliable hands. Like I said, he does have, I would say, moments, lacks of concentration. So I think he does have moments where he's kind of, I'm not going to say disinterested, but he is a guy that, like I said, will help create space. You put him on the outside, you put Waller on the inside, you got yourself something there with Saquon Barkley coming out of the backfield. You got something there. You got Daniel Jones throwing for 4,000 yards, 35 touchdowns. And like I said, I think if that run of quarterbacks happens in that first round, he is a guy that's going to fall. And I think the Giants have a chance, will have an opportunity. Now, if you want to stay within the parameters of trading down and trading into the second round, you can also grab a guy potentially like Cam Smith. He is the corner out of South Carolina. A guy, it's another guy that's a little bit more slight of build, 6 foot, 188 pounds. He really developed as a efficient and impactful starter for South Carolina last year. I mean, he is a guy that I have very little concerns of in reference to coverage. And besides the fact that, again, he can be a little aggressive. He played against top flight competition weekly and showed that he can fit the bill. He's got quick feet.
They always use the terms. He's got the fluid hips.
I think in this draft, in reference to coverage instincts, he's got some of the best. He's got a high cornerback IQ. And he's a ball hawker. He's got good ball skills. He's physical. He plays the run. He's aggressive. He is competitive. He is all those things that you want to see in a top flight starting NFL corner. You put him alongside Dory Jackson in that CB2 position, I think you got something there. I think you got a good combination there. He needs to be a little bit more consistent in reference to his technique when tackling. He gets a little over aggressive in coverage. Not handsy. He's not handsy, but he gets a little bit over aggressive. He leans and he tries to get away with more things that you probably can get away with in college, but you're not going to get away with in the pros. And I think that's something that you could teach out of him. Again, he's a little bit on the lean side. If you take a look at his physical prowess, he's a little bit lean. But again, like I said, is he going to grow into his body? I don't think so, because I've said this before, especially about body types in the NFL. Sometimes you are what you are. Some players grow into their, as they get mature and get older, they grow into the body, they grow into the frame, they build up a bigger frame. Some players just don't. Some players are just lean. Some players are just naturally lean. You could be in the gym 24/7 hanging and banging, but you're not going to all of a sudden gain this muscle mass you're looking for because that's just your body type. And I think he's just a guy that's going to be a touch lean. But like I said, he's still in a physical, aggressive tackler. He just needs to work on consistency in regards to his technique. And then if you're sitting there thinking to yourself, okay, Tim, we're going with the second round model. And if you're going to go with a run of quarterbacks in that first five, four quarterbacks going in the first five, I think you got another guy who I like, but he's kind of redundant with Bobby, is Trenton Simpson. Good off the ball linebacker.
Reminds me of the Giants of yore, 6'3", 230 pounds.
I always talk about the 86 linebackers. The 86 linebackers for the Giants averaged like 6'4", 240 pounds, the outside linebackers. You had Lawrence Taylor, you had Andy Hedden, you had Carl Banks, you had Robbie Johnson, you had Byron Hunt, you had Andy the Headhunter Hennen. You averaged a big size, and that's what Trenton Simpson reminds me of. He is he's another off-the-ball defender. He's kind of going to be like a hybrid guy in my mind. I think you could slide him into the outside linebacker position. Why? I'm going to tell you right now, he does have issues at times instinctively playing the run on the edge. You could see that. He does have issues at time. And Tim, you're always talking about the defensive end and the symbiotic relationship between the linebacker and the defensive end, the outside linebacker, working in this symbiotic relationship. He's going to have to just learn a little bit more about playing his position on the outside. And I think he can do it. I think he is a guy that has range and coverage. He is a good pursuit guy, which is what you want if you want to move him to the outside. He's a big hitter. He knows how to finish a tackle. One of the things that I was down on a little bit with Kayvon Thibodeau, which he's starting to learn more, when he finishes, he's got to learn to finish his tackles. And when you finish the tackles, good things happen, such as the fact you create a fumble and you take that fumble and run into a touchdown. Trent Simpson knows how to finish tackles. And I think he plays with a natural instinct. I think he plays well in space. I think he can play well, like I said, in pursuit and coverage. I think his ability, though, it's not going to be a plug and play. You're gonna have to kind of find that right scheme for him. But like I said, I personally think he would fit that outside linebacker position. I think you pair him with Kayvon Thibodeau on the right side. You have Kayvon play that defensive end. You have Trenton Simpson play the outside linebacker. I think you have then a mentality in reference to being able to go after. He didn't do it much in college, but Trenton Simpson is. But I think he got some giddy up, and I think he can go after the quarterback. But the problem is, like I said, he's got to learn a little bit better to how to set the edge. They always use the big term. He's got to deconstruct his blocks in the box. I always love that term. So basically, what he needs to do is that he can't get lost in the sauce. He has to learn to stay in position on that edge along with his defensive end to make sure he's setting the edge so that he's pushing the action to the inside to our big guys such as Leonard Williams and Dexter Lawrence. And I think he can do that. And like I said, if you were setting up a second round model, you're trading out of the first round, you're going to get an early second round pick. You're going to have your pick also in the second round. Maybe you trade up a little bit more. Maybe you take that third and you trade up a little more with your second. I don't know. Maybe you take a sixth and trade up a little bit more in the second round. But I think Trenton Simpson, Cam Smith, and Hyatt are going to be the guys that the Giants could get even later in this draft who can be impactful. Not only on the offensive side of the ball, but on the defensive side of the ball as well. And like I said, and the fact that you will be saving cap space because you are moving out of the first, you are picking up 2 second-round salaries for the price of 1 first-rounder and potentially have quality, impactful players. Again, this is just my opinion. I want to thank Mint Mobile. And again, that's mintmobile.com/bigblue if you want to go change your service or start new wireless service. Got a lot of big stuff coming up next week. We're going to have we may be doing a couple streams here and there. Make sure you tune in. If you want to be on the mic, make sure you email me at tim@onlinebigblue.com, tim@onlinebigblue.com, and make sure you get on the mic. And we have that segment open. I think we have a couple segments open. And like I said, this is exciting times. Joe Shane is moving. He's rocking and rolling. He's trying different things, trying to set this 2023 Giants season in motion. And again, this is Tim. This is New York Giants Straight Talk. And I'm out of here.